Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State. No Kevin Durant, I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet. Unlike Farrakhan, I won't stay silent. N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, doo. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, doo. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it should blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired
me. True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor. No fear. BMA all day and night. Emacs the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
Let's make sure everybody knows what they're listening to. You're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 11. And for those who wish to send in any music or anything like that, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. You can also Facebook EMAXXTHEEMIJJ. Also, Emacs the Image. Hood Tunes on blogtalkradio.com. For those listening online, we appreciate it. You can call in at 646-478-0944. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Blackout Sound Open Mic. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Hood Tunes. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct, 646-478-0944. We will listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what is on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, press one, or call back. Now, I'm going to give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment in our region. Number 10, you can Facebook RAD19CLE, RAD19CLE, Brothers Lounge, 11609 Detroit Avenue. That's this coming Sunday, 2 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Number 9. It took place. It was nice. Robert Johnson, Dolores Gray, Mediterranean Lion Dance, Zumbathon, Lion Dance-a-thon, and that happened on the past Saturday. Number 8, you can Facebook BDX216 Live Performance, 9 p.m. at the Grog Shop. Number 7, VoiceOfRadio.com, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, a 6 years anniversary, and that was last Tuesday. It was a surprise because BWE, Big Walt, DJ Dollar Rock, Audrey, EP showed up. Number 6, debuting. You can debut Facebook Supreme Honor Week, March 18th through 23rd. They've got a bowl-a-thon was tonight. Tomorrow, Lyrical Rhythms, open mic Friday, and then Saturday night is the Touch Event Supper Club Center. Supreme Honors Night actually is then. Happy birthday to Big Stone, the Butcher, who put together a whole lot of activities during his birthday week. Number 5, you can Facebook Eric Wilson and Friends at Wilbert's. That happened last Friday. Number 4, because of what happened there, Black House Sound open mic. Miss Kim, Carmen Classy Lee, and Black House Sound, and Fred Barkley Live Group had live via international Wakaya. That's it, Wakaya Perfection. And the leader of that Wakaya Perfection leader was Faith Gambrill, who did a streaming live from Baltimore, Maryland, her platform around the nation. And only Cleveland location was the one where that was going on. Miss Kim had Polish Boys, Banana Pudding jumping off. I had to work, and I'm salty because nobody saved me a plate. Anyway, number 3, debuting from last Saturday, America's Next Top Spinner at Urban Joe Cafe, 15449 Euclid Avenue in East Cleveland, 44112. Wall Street West was the headliner. Brothers for the Struggle, the legendary group, Quick G, was the judge. Malik X, Jared Salters, and Jack Swells were the 3 top ones. Number 2 debuted because of the sheer capacity and what happened. Talk about entertainment. Michelle Obama sold out at the Playhouse Square, which was the past Saturday. Moderator was Carla Hall from The Chew. And again, that was last Saturday. And number 1, the biggest jump because of the sheer multitude of people, was, of course, the 152nd St. Patrick's Day Parade in Cleveland, where thousands upon thousands were there. And so before I do anything else, I want to go out there and let people know, should you choose, you can check out the Joseph P. Motley JR. period on YouTube. So many videos, he had to make the second page. And Joseph Motley, Motley Jr. on YouTube. You can also Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. with a period. And also, Fred Barkley Live Group on Facebook. And while I'm going down the road, before I do anything else, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, or voiceitradio.com. Tomorrow, Malik X at Live from the Garage. He will be talking about a few things happening. And for those who need to know, Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are every Wednesday, 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe, 44110, located between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue, where the number 1 and number 37 bus pass by, as well as the number 28. Now, the 28 goes by Ivanhoe and Euclid intersection. It's a longer walk, but it's supposed to be some pretty decent weather, so get your walk on and get some Gatorade or something. You can also Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. You can Facebook Friends and Fellowship Bible Church. I'm just going down the line to get rid of some of these things that I would ordinarily read. Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., and the webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. And before I do anything else, you know, I've been telling you there are announcements coming up. So let's start with this one, the Virtual Independent Gospel Awards. You can type it in, read up on it. It'll let you know how to get the gospel hip-hop artist who's been nominated from Cleveland, Joseph Motley Jr., and the gospel hip-hop song, No Limit What the Lord Will Do. And because I mentioned a brother's name before I go to the phone line, you can Facebook Another Day at CAMS Cam's House, a Malik X joint, and that will be Friday, March 22nd, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Irving Joe Cafe, Malik X. That is a Malik X joint at 15449 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, 44112. There's a movie filming and much more. So with that being said, since there's somebody on the phone line waiting to talk, let's see what's going on with 216-400-2400. How you doing out there? 216-400 going once. 216-400 going twice. And we thank you very much. I think I know what's going on. There's a lot of stuff going on, American Idol and all of that. So if you want to check out those things, hey, more power to you. You're real smart to do that. What I'm going to take the attempt to do right now is, let me at least read off the fact that the Joint Statement 2019 Black on Black Crime, Inc. and Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County. I'm Al Porter, president of Black on Black Crime, Inc. As a resident of the city of Euclid, I can't personally sign the lead safety petition currently circulating in Cleveland. But the lead safety issue is so important based on what we know now, including the connection between lead poisoning and learning disabilities, including and the connection between lead poisoning and crime. Clash's lead safety ballot initiative is so important that I'm urging Cleveland residents to sign a petition. There are locations all over the city where registered voters can sign a petition to end the lead poisoning of small children. To find a location in your neighborhood, call 440-220-1874. That's 440-220-1874. Each day, four children in the city of Cleveland are diagnosed with lead poisoning, an incurable illness with lifelong consequences, including high blood pressure, heart disease, kidney disease, low IQ, and aggressive behavior. Children diagnosed with lead poisoning are seven times more likely to go to prison. In terms of budget, the cost of lead poisoning is astronomical. In terms of quality of life, its impact is immeasurable. As a matter of fact, again, to sign a petition, call 440-220-1874. If you move recently, be sure you write down the address where you're registered to vote, not your new address. I'm Al Porter, president of Black on Black Crime, Incorporated. Thank you for protecting children from the lifelong consequences of lead poisoning. One thing that I love is when I get a chance to start getting important things out of the way, it's a beautiful part. So I want to let people know that OPN Radio is on weupradio.com, which is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can also Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Should you choose the next four radio programs, you can find them on all four of the next programs I'm about to call, www.newstalkcleveland.com or on WERU 1490 AM, such as the Art McCoy Radio Show, which is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Life Obstacles, which is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. How about Kent and Angelica Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time and the MC Chill Talk, which is Wednesdays at 9 p.m., all on WERU 1490 AM and all on. Appreciate you all so much because you all have at least decided to let me get certain things out of the way. So with that being said, I'm going to also take the time and let you all know there was a nice little meeting when the activists are in the house. Oh, my God, danger. You had Black Nationalists, Black on Black Crime, Inc., WCPN Radio did a very, very powerful interview. And where we met was at the PMAC headquarters, People Making a Change. Physical fitness and moral unity classes are Mondays through Sundays, 2:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 8025 Superior Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. Men, women, and children, 7 years and older, see what happens when the mind and body work together. You can contact R.E. Malik Sr. at 216-240-7707 or email remalik63@yahoo.com. Always searching for new ideas to help this organization grow. So, you know, my thing is this. When it comes to helping things grow, sometimes you just have to put things out there and hope and pray that you get a chance to get out there and give the information that's needed. Before I do anything else, since I don't get a chance to do it, let's do a world premiere of the brand new single from Ballhead Fred Ra. I love this record. That's all I can say. I'm so glad he came to the hip-hop workshop. He gave out free copies of this single. We mentioned it last week. Let's play it. The name of the song is called Run. And remember, the guy's a definite comedian, too.
Throw my hoodie on for this. I'm Luke Cage. Don't forget your gun, load a clip, cut my body. I'm Luke Cage. I'm Luke Cage. Cause my body gets a bulletproof vest. I'm Luke Cage. I'm Luke Cage. Go and get your gun, load a clip, cause my body gets a bulletproof vest. Yeah. Yes, I'm Luke Cage. Go and get your gun, load a clip, cause my body gets a bulletproof vest. Yo, yo.
Run this city, ain't no time for me. Oh. Fresh like the yo, you.
I'm about to bring the revolution, better go and get your gun. Yo. Where I come from. Run, run. I'm the type of guy that you, rappers in the closet, yo, I clean them out, beat them out, bleed them out. Over here, yo, feel I'm all in your ear. Every time I drop that, yo, I keep it real. Yo, cause I made a steal. Feel, feel, feel. You look out like a vegetable. I'm mob deep. They some flames. Pop out of the mind, you gon' feel my rain. Before your motherfuckers get drug out, nigga, when I talk shit, get your head split. Punch you in your cotton mouth. Better take another route, that's no doubt. Go and get your clip, I'ma fuck. I'm Luke Cage, I'm Luke Cage. I'm Luke Cage. Get your gun loaded, clip to my body. I'm Luke Cage. I'm Luke Cage. Cause my body gets a bulletproof vest. I'm Luke Cage. I'm Luke Cage. Go and get your gun loaded, clip, cause my body gets a bulletproof vest. Wanna thank you, a tough guy? Yeah. Lynch your haters like Marshawn. From a people, from the evil that's living in these streets. About to go and creep on the enemy. Giving you hell. The earth is a prison. I was born in jail. On the shell. Bail. I'm a rebel, taking out the devil. My carbonated body is heavy to the metal. To it, about to hit you with a treble. Rebel bass. When I'm on a rampage, you better clear the way. Yo, I'm Luke Cage. Yeah. I'm Luke Cage. Don't forget your gun, load a clip, cut my body. I'm Luke Cage. I'm Luke Cage. Cause my body is a bulletproof vest. I'm Luke Cage. I'm Luke Cage. Go and get your gun, load a clip, cause my body is a bulletproof vest. Yeah. Yeah, I'm Luke Cage. Go and get your gun, load a clip, cause my body is a bulletproof vest. Yo, yo.
Wow, Luke Cage from the Run maxi single that was just released. And since there are people, at least I'm thankful that you all are listening to see what's going on. So one of the things I can do right now is just to let people know, because it is important to get certain things out of the way, I'm going to pull out my 18-foot step ladder from a soapbox and just say that, you know, 2017. About 2 years ago, Sheriff Kilroy performed the poetical version of the song that's on a CD that we started off with, Tribal War Cry, at the Free Stamp. Now, Mr. Ronnie B., the Unforgiven, was there as bodyguard. Refused Fascism, Ohio, invited us Susie Indivisible Cleveland was there. Anyway, you know, the event was on Facebook underneath the name. You can look it up. Cleveland, the Trump /Pence regime must go. Nationwide protest. So anyway, 2017, it was where we performed the lead single from CMHA, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist, Sheriff Kilroy's CD. And there were pro-Trump militants with, you know, guns there. Paramilitary guns. That's right, paramilitary guns. Guess what 1008, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Inc., and many others ain't even run. If you don't stand for something, well, you know, die one death or live, which is your choice. You can live after you run, but you'll die many deaths, a death a day, because it'll feel like in your mind, I wish I'd done X, Y, Z. So anyway, I made sure they knew my first, last, middle initial, because, you know, refused fascism was right. Hey, they told you so. Now, wait a second. Fascism, by definition, is a form of radical right-wing authoritarian ultra-nationalism characterized by dictatorial power, forcibly suppression of opposition. So suppressing the opposition. And before I go, check out the 216-320, you know, Saturday Night Live sketch comedy show, October the 11th, 1975. It's with NBC. It used to be called NBC's Saturday Night Live, but that's where it aired, still does, October 11, 1975, and has ridiculed every president from Ford, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush Jr., Obama, Carter, and they laughed, even if it bothered them, since it ain't matter in the grand scheme of things. Why? Because they were in charge, leaders of the free world. Skin too thick for this to bother them. You know, no president has ever had a problem until now. So before I go to that 216-320, it is something that we definitely have to look at, because I find it very, very interesting that, you know, when I did say every last president until now, I think it's very interesting. It kind of lets you know that there's something wrong with the world that we live in. Because President Trump is taking his fixation with Saturday Night Live to a new level. Now, Donald Trump tweeted in the early Sunday morning hours to have the NBC late night comedy series investigated by a federal agency. The offense? Mocking him. I guess he basically said, and these are his own words, and please just bear with the poor imitation. It's truly incredible that shows like Saturday Night Live, not funny, no talent, can spend all of their time knocking the same person, me, over and over without so much of a mention of the other side. Now, that's what the president wrote. Like an advertisement without consequences. Same with late night shows. Should Federal Election Commission and or FCC look into this, there must be collusion with the Democrats and, of course, Russia. Such one-sided media coverage. Most of it fake news. Hard to believe I won and am winning. Approval rating 52%, 93% with Republicans. Sorry, MAGA. I guess, you know, make America great again. So the reason I say that is because it's like, then again, it's very interesting because, you know, oddly, Saturday Night Live didn't even air a new episode the past night. They just didn't. It was an older episode that featured at least one Trump sketch. I believe it was Kanye, you know. Then, of course, entertainment programming mocking newsworthy figures is protected as free speech. So maybe Trump seems to be referring to the equal time rule, which mandates that U.S. broadcast TV stations give equal airtime opportunities to opposing political candidates in prime time if requested. But Trump is president, not a candidate. And Saturday Night Live is in late night with, again, parody. There's also FCC's, I guess, fairness doctrine and regulations that require networks give balanced coverage, but he's still the president, and he's long since slams Saturday Night Live, and has shown hostility towards that in general. And he said, hardly ever laugh, which is basically, it just looks to be the truth. So it's very interesting that of all the problems in the world, that's the one thing that he tends to look at the most. Before I do anything else, I guess I'll do some fairness in advertising and at least put something else or somebody else's thought process on. I appreciate all those who do take the time to call in with their viewpoints and everything like that. So in being fair to those who have at least, you know, taken the time to call in and be a part of the programming, I do need to also let people know that if you haven't heard, the Great Cleveland Cleanup, the litterbugs will be April 27th and 28th. Join us as we work to pick up all the litter from Cuyahoga County in one weekend. To register now, to learn more, register, even donate, but I plan on doing a sweat equity and helping clean up all the trash in Cuyahoga County. So you can email thegbug@thelitterbugz.org or www.thelitterbugz.org, the litter bugs. I figure I should spell it out because if I don't, you all would just say, hey, how come they're sending it back? I put in bugs, but it's coming back. It's because it's with a Z. All right, so before I do anything else, I'm enjoying some of the programming so far. So what I'm going to do is at least take the time and see what is on the mind of 216-320. You're probably saying, you know, because of you unfairly criticizing the White House, they ought to take the time on your show. Well, let's see what it is. 216-320, how you doing out there?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Uncle Al?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm doing well, man. Talk to me. It's been a little while.
It's your nephew, Aaron Hughes. Yeah, man, it has, man. You know, I just was hit with the spirit. Like, man, Uncle Al's show on right now, man. You got to go ahead and hit that number so you can listen to the show. And as always, man, it's a pleasure just listening to you, man. You know, listening to you stand up for us and the people. Now, you know what? It's my personal opinion, man, and I'm not going to, you know, spend too long on this, but President Trump, man, you know, shouldn't even be mad because the DVD player, halfway through a movie right now. Yeah. But he shouldn't even be mad because he's the one out there making a dang old fool of himself, man. He's been making a fool of himself ever since even before he got into the presidency, man, you know what I'm saying, with those buffoonery antics, the shows that he puts on, you know, and then he wonder why people make fun of him, you know. He made himself a joke from the beginning, you know. Obviously, nobody is taking him seriously. I myself personally don't see how he got into the White House. But then again, you know, knowing the system that we're in, you know, I can see exactly why he's in the White House. So, you know, people laugh at clowns. That's what we do. You know, he a clown.
Mm.
That's my personal opinion, though.
I got you. And how are the family, first of all, and what projects are you working on?
The family's doing good, man. The family's doing real good, man. You know, I've just been working lately, man. You know, just working and keeping up with my recovery, you know, get through this winter, you know, waiting on this spring to break through so that we can start putting together some family get-togethers. You know, I'm coming back to CSU this fall, so I will definitely be coming Saturdays to the hip-hop
workshop. Okay.
The hip-hop workshop, yeah. I definitely be getting back up there this fall, you know, but yeah, just been doing good. Everybody's been doing real good. Thanks for asking, man. How's Mom Dukes been doing?
Actually, she's been doing very well. As a matter of fact, she'll be glad to know that you asked about her. And how is Aunt Viv doing?
Oh, she's doing well. Yep, I was just with her the other day. She's doing real good.
Then all I can say is I appreciate you. looking out for the family. I really do. And congratulations, because one thing about it, Covery is always a selfish program, and it seems to me you have taken that to heart and done some good things, so we appreciate you.
Definitely, definitely, man. Oh, man, we appreciate everything you do, man. Trust me and believe me, man. I watch you, Uncle Al, man, and you do so much for our community, you know, so much for our city. You know, you stand up for us, the people. You know, we got your back, man, all day.
I appreciate that. For real, I do, man. And if you do listen to the rest of the program, I'm sure I might be able to find something for you.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to stay tuned for the rest of the program. And when you get a chance, please send me the information about the litter bug event for cleaning up Cuyahoga County.
I'll be sure to do that. And thanks again for asking about it.
All right. Love you, Uncle Al.
All right. Love you too, nephew. Yeah. I love the whole family. And thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
And I'll tell you one thing. This is what we'll do. Because he asked for it, we're going to send him that information that he asked for, the whole litter bugs cleanup program that's going on. Before I do anything else, I guess I should be nice enough to also mention that that'll be interesting for those cleaning up on the 27th and 28th, because on Sunday, April the 28th, it's the fourth annual DJ Cypher from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tickets in advance are, of course, $10, $20 and up at the door. But DJ Tech Records, the executive producer, there'll be hip-hop, dance, free food, special performances, DJ battle, DJ showcase, hosted by Dolores Gray for the Art McCoy radio show. It'll be held at the Captivate, 850 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. 10% of ticket proceeds goes to Team 216 Boxing Club, which will have all kind of boxing matches this coming Saturday. As a matter of fact, before I get into any of that information and before I go see what's going on with the 216-849 phone number, I would like to also point out there, because sometimes people wonder, ooh, how do you get into so much stuff? And sometimes I will just tell you like this. I'm not even sure all the time, but I do know I just end up getting in the middle of some very interesting things. And so for those people who saw it or were wondering what was going on, let's put it like this. If anybody wants to go through, I'll say Newsnet 5 and Joe Paganakis, the main thing was county jail, Cuyahoga County jail worker was investigated and found that he did a couple of things wrong. And for those people who are wondering just what, it was, let's just put it like this, the embattled Cuyahoga County jail, and this was very important, the associate warden Eric Ivy has now faced with more issues after being behind nearly $20,000 in property taxes to the county that signs his paycheck. Now, it's very interesting that if we're going to at least deal with that particular thing, this is just at least to bring it up so that people know kind of why you might have seen Black Man's Army or Black on Black Crime Incorporated, or, you know, just a quick 12-foot step ladder. Basically speaking, we told you so. Because for those people, yeah, that's a very bad argument, but it's the truth, because according to county records, Ivy's vacant and unsecured East Side Cleveland home has been accruing, gathering, the huge bill for several years, which includes delinquent water, sewage, and lawn cutting fees. Now, Ivy was demoted from warden to associate warden in February, and this is very important. Now, part of the huge amount owed to Cuyahoga County was amassed, and this is what is interesting. He amassed it while earning a reported $95,000 salary as warden. Now, the report alleged Ivy violated inmates' constitutional rights by issuing discipline without a hearing and imposing meal restrictions on inmates. Some of this was that Ivy originally was demoted from warden to associate warden in February for violating the county nepotism policy and was part of the November 2018 U.S. Marshals report outlining Ivy's performance as ward. Now, here's what's very interesting. Community activist Joe Jones of Fathers Lives Matter and Al Porter of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, who have been calling for charges to be filed in the investigation into the jail conditions, well, we told News 5 tax delinquency shouldn't be tolerated from county leaders like Ivy. Absolutely offended. I mean, these are people that were put in a position to set an example for us. That's what Jones said. We're expecting them to do the right thing, and they don't pay their taxes. If that was one of us, we would have been thrown in jail. Now, Cuyahoga County leaders have definitely said News 5 staying current with property taxes. Well, it isn't a term of employment, but County Council member Michael Gallagher said tax delinquencies wouldn't be acceptable for council members or council staff. And so it's very interesting that, you know, Porter told News 5 better background checks on candidates for top positions. Basically speaking, that's the important part of what should be done. Thing that was added on there was that you have to have a much better job of vetting. If you don't do a better job vetting, then you're going to continue to have the same problem again and again. And so the main thing was, well, basically, they did contact the news, contacted Ivy by phone, and he told them he was now on a payment plan. Well, finally. And that Ivy paying down the delinquent total from $30,000 to just under $20,000. But Jones believes the more checks on top county employees must be done. How many more Cuyahoga County employees aren't paying taxes? I mean, we found out about this one. When it comes to taxes, we aren't allowed to break the law. Why should they get away with it? And that is the main reason which put us to being out there in the first place. Before I do a roll call of some of the other people that we've worked with, I'm going to prepare to go to the phone line to see some of the other callers who called in with your thoughts on everything. But I will tell you one thing. Once again, this is not just an isolated incident. There are such groups from, I will say, Black Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Carl Stokes Brigade, Cleveland Lead Safe Network, Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus, Imperial Women's Coalition, Northeast Ohio Black Health Coalition, Ohio Organizing Collaborative, Ohio Student Association, Puncture the Silence, Stop Mass Incarceration, Refuse Fascism, Cleveland, Showing Up for Racial Justice, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Tamir E. Rice Foundation, and the Sleepover Committee, the Recommendations Team, the Demands Team, Black Man's Army, Eastside News, you know, Inner City Republican Movement. Unfortunately, that's the easiest thing to say right now. It's just the whole "we told you so," because fortunately or unfortunately, we did, and it's only because we were able to study a little bit more on the issue. I'm going to that 216-849 was probably going to say, "Leave a man alone. Ivy's done the best he could. Just be glad and let us check to make sure you're paying your taxes, man in the street." So, with that being said, 216-849, how are you out there?
Great. How are you?
Hey, I'm alive. You, I'm alive. I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
So,
talk to me.
Great. I'm doing great. What about if the sheriffs pay his taxes also? We got to start at the top. We got to start at the top. What about Mr. Pinkney? Is he paying his taxes? You know? So,
why should he? His boss, Armand Boudish, is playing around with some finances down there. That's kind of why the Fed.
Why don't you get
they've been in his office
sheriff,
three times.
Okay. I want to let you know.
Okay, the sheriff, too. We're going to throw him in there.
Yes, throw the sheriff in there. Mm-hmm. I finally moved back to Cleveland. Me and my girlfriend moved back to Cleveland. She is 8 weeks pregnant now.
Wow. Okay.
And she also is deaf. So she moved from D.C. to live with me. But she said, "You's a powerful man." I said, "Yeah." I said, "I'm a powerful with a voice."
That's right.
When people who are deaf call, you know, I've been calling Mr. the county executive, no return call.
You know what the Commonwealth Kevin Williams gave people who his dad, if you're deaf and you call Kevin Williams' office, the comment that they will say,
okay,
are you a deaf or dumb person, okay? My girlfriend called his office today to use it to read it, because she said, no, I'm the deaf and you just a dumbass. So they came to them. So it's about the training and the education. If you say something to people like that, you're going to get what is coming to you. How you gonna say on the relay service if you're a deaf or dumb person? And she said, no, I'm the deaf and you just a dumbass. Y'all got what came was coming because you just cannot say what you want to say to people, you know?
True.
And, you know, Mazzone is running for mayor, right? Guess who comes the budget of the safety? Guess who comes the budget of the safety? Mazzone is the chairman of the public safety. He had $60 million coming from the safety committee, and he's the chairman.
Wow.
He's the chairman right now. Sitting on public safety, it covers $60 million of the budget in the city of Cleveland. Going to Mazzone, 60 in the budget. Mazzone is the chairman over public safety. I just want to throw that out there.
Wow. I'm glad
you didn't know
Thank
that.
You very much.
Okay, and they meet every other Wednesday. And you call City Hall and you ask for Mazzone office when do public safety meet? It's always on a Wednesday.
Public safety meet.
And they trying to get Blaine out too, cause Blaine doing something worse in Ward 6. It's Cricket too. He doing something Ward 6. I heard about that too. And Fitz Cleveland is getting ready to run. It's a whole bunch of people going to run for mayor. You got Mazzone, Blaine Griffin, Kelly Kelly.
Okay.
What's that man that who used to be the council president? Marty Sweeney's running.
Wow.
It might be
this
Zach.
This
going to
be a crowded field.
It's going to be. They better hope I don't throw my hat. I might throw my hat in too. Because I believe this is the people agenda. This is not Matt Zone agenda. This is not Kelly Kendall's agenda. This is not none of them, okay? Just like I told them. When you look at these people who's in office, okay? Have you ever thought about it? Look at this. No one in City Hall or Conizaga have no one who have a disability. Not one, especially people who are deaf. And I'm looking at the city and the county, and I said, why they don't have no one who is deaf who to the mayor office? City council, no one in the city, or no one in the county. Not one. But they get.
Then I thank
you
very much for considering that.
they get a lot of deaf people who work for the special ed in the Cleveland Public School, but no one will work for the city or the county. Not a one. But I just had to throw it out there.
Thank you so much. And if people want to connect with you before we leave this particular phone call, how can they connect?
My cell phone, 216-849-2132. You can voice or text me. Or you can find me on Facebook, Rico Dancy. Or shoot me email, rdancy82@gmail.com. God bless.
God bless. And definitely, as you hold a line, I'm going to send out, hey, our city has so many interesting things going on, but at least we have a little bit of a chance to get away from some things and at least think about, and a couple of other key players, we should be able to do something. So I'm going to play this song from none other than, it does make sense, let's play this song from, of course, the Dog Nation song, from GMS Hood Famous DVD and Entertainment featuring Suave Gotti, featuring Kim Ra. Let's put this on. You know what it is.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-4. See the Cleveland Force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nofu about to slide Carlos Hyde. With my Cleveland crew, we got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your paws ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, and orange, and white stripes. The C-Town lights getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dog of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game right. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownies. Bust that dog like, where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell. That's my homie, though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans. We gon' take it to your grill, Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley. Surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett. That's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. We're gonna shout out to Big Dog Execs. Big Dog Execs like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment with Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
so much stuff was said in that song. So much stuff said in that song. Before I play another track, I just want to let people know that you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street. As music, activism, and news, sometimes you hear something and it makes sense. Sometimes it might not make sense. But I want to give you all a preview before we send this particular letter out in the way it is. You'll hear about it. Probably be done as a press conference. Facebook Live, you name it. But for those who had been asking, it was the official follow-up to the recall petition. Because for those who don't know, there were many reasons to halt the recall. Consideration that Jeff Mixon, that's Jeff Mixon of Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County, Joe Jones from Fathers Lives Matter, as well as Black on Black Crime Army, Black on Black Crime Inc., South Reporter, GMS Shakespeare of GMS TV, and Hip Hop Workshop, responsible family men who believe that taking care of family first and community second, but doing them both well, you have to do them both well. So there was no way that we could, in good conscience, proceed with a recall of any kind at this time. And with the mayor, especially with Mayor Frank Jackson, it was revealed that he was at least taking care of his wife and her health needs. That we should be critical of the mayor is heartless, thoughtless, and wrong at this time. So we had no choice but to take our signatures, look at the other people involved with the signature process, have a long look within, and after everything was said and done on the table in deliberation, that was one of the reasons why the recall was suspended. With that being said, we are requesting a meeting with the mayor, or at least someone who is representing the mayor, to sit down and go over the recall petition concerns. Because if I get sick, well, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's president, the vice president, will step up, or other group members. Same for Jeff Mixon of Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County, who has the chair committee members, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we definitely invite and encourage the mayor or representative that is currently handling his business to contact us at, which people can. And we send it out there, three different emails for different groups involved. Thank you in advance, as well as approved everything. We sent out the appropriate phone numbers for Jeff Mixon. We sent out the one for Man in the Street at 216-804-7462. And we decided to give ourselves a 60-day moratorium on the recall position until we revisit it within 60 days, starting back from February 19th, 2019, on the date of what would have been our recall signature turn-in date. You know, April 19th will be the date that we'll meet with our committee members to see what, if anything, of our concerns might have been reached out to, addressed, and we had to thank them for at least taking a look at that because, simply put, like I said, hey, people know how it is. If you have something that you're working on, you cannot get away with saying, well, can't make it. So the group just goes on with yada, yada, yada. That's kind of not how it works. In almost any business, that's just the way it is. I'm going to go to the 21605 phone number, 216205. They're probably telling me, if we could recall this radio program, we'd do it right now. 216205, how you doing out there?
Hey, brother, I was just calling in and say some support and listen. But thank you, Lil. Keep up the good work.
Hey, no problem. Hey, I appreciate that. So this is what we will do. Since we got one of those type of things and the person is listening, we talked about a couple of things going on at Irby Joe's Cafe, what happened past Saturday. We also talked about what's coming up this coming week. So, you know, maybe it's time that instead of all this hardcore talk, we will give you something a little bit lighthearted. So why not just give you the remix of this song? Hey, Big Legs, be right back.
Yeah. Hey, hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
I appreciate you all for definitely tuning in, being part of some of the conversation, some of what is happening. As a matter of fact, I do think people need to know that, hey, National Action Network, save the date, Thursday, April the 4th, 2019. The lineup is at 4 p.m. East 105th Street, corner of Superior Avenue, for the 19th annual march commemorating the memory of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was assassinated April 4th, 1968. The dream is now, and the march will end at Greater Abyssinia Baptist Church, 1161 East 105th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. And so with that being said, I'm going to take my break right now, and I will be right back in about a couple of
seconds. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah,
talk radio of knowledge, equal power. My knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block. And Kill Say got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in the Al Porter blog talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah.
You know, I planned on getting to maybe one or two other things in a lot of time, but I'm going to try to take this one phone call and maybe push everything to next week. So you've got at least 2.5 minutes. I see all these ones on. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Brother Porter.
Hello.
I hope you're doing well. And
yes, I am.
This is Sister Smith, and I want to take these few moments, first of all, to of course say thank you, much gratitude for taking my call at this late moment. But I wanted to follow up a little bit as quickly as I possibly can about the violations of people's civil rights that I was touching on very briefly near the end of the show yesterday on University of Common Sense. And that involves the highway patrol, as far as I am hearing. Person in question is a very decent person. He's only 24 years old, you know, and I look at him as a nephew, and he was simply trying to help me out in this nefarious housing complex that I live in that is wrapped up and steeped in so much corruption, and people are riding around that call themselves HOA when they're nothing more than stalkers and common criminals. And unbeknownst to him, as he was pulling out, he had a few other people in the car that I know very well, and he was followed by one of the so-called HOA by the name of, and I will call the name of the devil's people, Judy Wells, is one like a well of water. Please forgive me for sounding so brazen, Brother Porter, but I have just had it. And then she was following them out of the complex only to take license plate numbers of my guests, of which at one point they had hit the freeway at I-90 West and were followed by the aforementioned party and her henchmen. And at some point, Highway Patrol was called for these people, against these people that are quite innocent, that were simply trying to help me, making a run to the school for me. So I want to put that out there. You know, the Good Old Boys Network is still alive and well.
Wow.
And definitely, you know, want to mention Brother Porter, ABC Management is involved in this. I ask your listeners to please steer clear of these people and, you know, steer clear of that store chain, Target Stores, and filling out any kind of applications for their credit cards, because this is how they have gotten many people steeped up in false charges against these individuals that have filed timely complaints against them that were necessary. And this is just to name a few. And I just want to ask you, with all due respect, how much time do I have now?
Well, you've gone over your 3 minutes. I'll give you one more minute.
Okay, I understand. I totally understand that. I respect that. And I just wanted to share a Bible reading with your listeners, if it's okay. Proverbs 22, verse 28. Okay. Proverbs 22, verse 28, the NIV version says, "Do not move on ancient boundary stone, an ancient boundary stone set up by your ancestors." And I'll just say briefly, it is a constant battleground in the world of politics. It is a challenge to form clear boundaries for political regions. This process is important because boundaries can help define a constituency, and in the process help determine the outcome of elections. Manipulators may think they can gain advantages with their deceptions, but their advantages are only temporary. And this is for people that elect people that they know are not good for all of the people, but just to serve their own purpose. And so the Bible goes on to say the Bible promises great rewards for those who are people of integrity. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely. But whoever takes crooked paths will be found out. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9 speaks on this. And also, very quickly, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. And that is Proverbs chapter 11 and 3. And thank you once again for allowing me to speak a part of what is going on that I wanted to share with your listeners.
We appreciate that. May you continue to be blessed. And with that being said, everybody, I thank you all so much for tuning in once again. There's so many events and activities to be a part of. Hey, if you want to catch this show and catch some of those things on replay, you can. If you were smart enough to take those things down, you can look them up further for yourself. See you at some of them. Be blessed. Be safe. I thank you once again. Next week, we'll be a smoker. So I'll talk to you later on. Peace.